St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you into another edition of our local music show. It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Gubb, joining Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady. Another good evening on a Sunday night, Utah.
Here we are, doing it again.
How about it? Already the end of February. Wow.
Yeah.
Going to be flipping into March before you know it, but hey, that just means we're that much closer to the groundhog being a thing of the past. And baseball season, we'll be getting underway. Well, as a matter of fact, they're already starting to play some spring training games. So that's my sure side of spring right there.
There you go.
So we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Jim Harpel and his crew.
Keeping busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the walls have been echoing with music down at the Meat Locker.
Yeah, there's a few things going on down there. So he's keeping busy.
That's good to hear.
Good to hear.
And, of course, we're going to be keeping busy, keeping the focus on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming in August at Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets are on sale, and in just a couple of weeks, you'll be able to start to reserve your camping spot if you choose to stay. That's the nice thing about it. It's a festival that you can come and go, in and out, or you can camp. You can pull in and set up shop. You can stay for a few days, make a vacation out of it. Kids are always free to get in, 17 and under. Bring them out. Make it a family fun weekend. Could be a great wrap-up before you have to worry about Labor Day. You know, if the kids are getting ready to head back to school, why not make that your ending weekend for the summer to kick everybody out of the house? Because I know moms are probably pretty tired of them by that point.
Oh, yeah. And kids love it. Kids love this festival. There's just so much to do. In fact, I was just talking to some friends who come every year with their kids. And, you know, they were just commenting how nice it is. The kids can just run wild. They don't have to worry about the kids. You know, it's just, it's a nice environment, safe, and they just love it.
Yeah.
They can't wait for it every year. When are we going to the band jam again? You know, I love it.
Good stuff. And you know, last year I thought I saw more kayaks than ever. You know, you can go cruise around on the lake, spend some time just enjoying the atmosphere. It's a quieter area down in that area. It's very serene.
And you fish. It's a privately stocked lake, so you don't even need a license for that.
Yeah, but there's just tons of area out there for you. Convenience galore. They've got an awesome store. I mean, it's, you know, the facilities that are always clean, and they're continually cleaning them as they go. I challenge you to find any bar that even does that. So check out Cooper's Lake if you can. If you'd like to have the ability to camp out there, you can do so. Or just get your tickets, make your plans. August 21st through the 23rd, it always kicks off with the singer-songwriter in the round on Thursday night.
Yep, and those kids we're talking about, they get in for free.
Yeah,
we don't charge. We don't charge for the kids, 17 and under. Just come with your parents.
Yep. So just remember, you have to have a ticket to get on the grounds, but that gets you in all weekend long. Have a lot of fun. And speaking of a lot of fun, there's an event coming up, a one-day event that's coming up that's going to be a lot of fun that we're going to focus on here tonight, and that is the Beasts of the Berg. We're going to welcome back our friend Chip Dominick to talk a little bit about that. He's put together a show. This will be the third year for it at Mr. Small's.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
But first, some music. And why don't we go down to the Meat Locker recording studio and play the band that is the reigning Grassy Award winners. Of course, their song King of Everything, which was recorded down at the Meat Locker recording studio, was voted on by you, the listeners, last year to become the reigning Grassy Award winning song. And in honor of that, Jim Harpell from the Meat Locker recording studio always offers up an opportunity to come record with him as the Grassy Award winning band. And ironically, it was the band that had recorded there. So, well, they went down and actually he got invited to play on the record. So when you hear the song Ghost in the Room from The Rumble, you're going to hear some mean slide guitar from old Diamond Jim Harpell himself.
And that Grassy that came out of there, that was the third Grassy award-winning song that came out of the Meat Locker. So that's quite a testament right there.
Yeah, it is. And as we said, it looks like it's going to be a busy year to hear more music out of there. And if you want to create music, they'll help you as well. They've got session musicians and more. First-class operation down at the Meat Locker. So let's dive into Ghost in the Room and The Rumble, and you can check out, I guess they've got a video that they've created for that.
Yeah, and let's go back and visit with some music from Aubrey Burchell and the Wolfcats and some Nobody's Business.
Call me where you want me, baby. I'm always Something about you makes my true colors fly. I'm not the crazy, but you don't better know. Something about this just tends to make good sense. The pieces don't fit perfect, who really cares? Could it be me? There are plenty others who won't get to see. Your life and mine ain't nobody's business but our own. Ain't nobody's in this but our own. The way you look at me when I feel a mess is the same look I get when I'm sundressed. We've known hurt, we've known pain, but baby, I digress. There's no denying that this right here.
But I'm
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to local music on The Grassroots Show here tonight, our special show that focuses on the local music scene here on the Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions, and our thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee Service in the four locations to serve you. And you just heard a little bit of a sample of Barry Cummings' bass guitar a little bit earlier in the opening segment from their latest tune that they have played, The Rumble. But Cummings Candy and Coffee, well, we love it. My wife is a diehard on the Main Street blend. Every week she's got to get down and get another bag of beans. So I love it. And it's just a great atmosphere, too, the Main Street location. If you haven't been down there in a while, please pop in. You'll step back in time, and it's a great tradition. Well over 100 years of the Cummings name in downtown Butler. And we're going to visit with a gentleman whose name has been around the Pittsburgh music scene a lot. We've talked a lot about him because we play a lot of his music over the years, and whatever form it might be that particular time period. And more recently, it's been Chip and the Charge Ups, but he's got some exciting news to talk about with us, and we're going to get caught up with our friend Chip Dominick. Welcome back to the Grassroots Show, Chip.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Excited to have you back. And congratulations on Chip at the Charge Ups. I know you guys have been up for multiple Iron City Rocks Awards, and you've been busy. I know you're going to be releasing a new tune here over the next maybe couple weeks, I hope.
Yeah, we're working on our latest single, giving it a little bit of a twist. We're not sure when it's going to quite be ready. We're working with a third-party producer on this one, but we're really excited. We think the fans are going to love it and maybe be a little bit surprised at the sound we're bringing with it. So definitely some exciting things coming down the pike.
Good deal, good deal. And it seems like you always have something stewing, so you're staying very active. And, you know, every once in a while, you give your views on the music scene. And I know, you know, we love to hype it up, and we've seen a lot of change and a lot of things that happened, certainly over the last decade plus that we've been doing the show, and you've visited with us. I think we visit with you maybe once a year, it seems like. And sometimes it's just to get caught up in the state of the music scene. And I know you've had some great concerns on what's happening down in the Pittsburgh area lately.
Yeah, indeed. You know, anytime you see multiple venues closing over a short period of time, you know, a year or two, there's concerns, but I think we're also seeing this year being a pivotal year, and I've already seen some good news. There's a a venue that I've heard of called Haven that has opened up in the Oakland neighborhood. It sounds pretty exciting. Some friends of mine have gone there. I've been pretty busy working on the event that we're going to talk about today and the new Chip and the Charge Up single, so I haven't personally been there. But anytime you see a new venue opening and excitement about it and a lot of people attending it, there's definitely room for optimism, especially after, you know, we've seen Club Cafe and Hard Rock Cafe and some iconic venues close their doors. So I try to remain eternally optimistic, and I'm hoping that that things are already in the turnaround phase.
You know, it would be fascinating, Chip, to do like a deep dive study. And I know some people have read some material here and there. There was even a write-up. I'm not sure if it was Scott Mervis or not that I read last fall. And they were, you know, this is when some of those announcements were coming through. And the time periods for some of the venues. And, you know, we have those iconic ones that growing up as a younger person, you might have loved to go visit, you know, and I've thrown out, you know, the Decade or Graffiti or any one of those places. It's funny that some of those places that you would see and would be very popular and very supportive of local music sometimes only had a decade or so longevity. So there seems to be a lot of turnover in that front, and maybe we shouldn't panic because it does seem places are popping up all the time. And in particular, you know, we've got that new fad of, you know, for a while it was wineries building up, then the brewery thing took over, and all of those places have been jumping in and really kind of feet first in allowing music to happen.
Yeah, that definitely is a beautiful thing. We all hate to see our favorite venues close, but it seems like every time that there's a vacuum, something comes along to fill the vacuum. And then, you know, when you're the venues that you go to when you're mourning, the venues that have closed suddenly become the venues that close, but there's always somewhere new to go to. So let's hope that continues, and let's hope that these venues stick around and the longevity increases for the ones that pop up as compared to the ones that have, you know, kind of come and gone by the wayside.
And in any communities, we're all in the same boat. You can go to any big town, and I'm sure they're dealing with the same thing. You know, it's just part of being a business owner, and certainly times that change for better or for worse in trying to survive through that. But we've got lots of great music, and I think that's one thing that helps Pittsburgh bounce back and evolve as it has for decade after decade. This is just a hotbed for artistic talent, Chip.
It is, you know, and even if we talk about the concerns about the music scene, there's two things that we're never concerned about here. One is the amount of talent that we have among the musicians. And number two is the enthusiasm and support from the fan base. And I think as long as we have those two things, the marquees may change, but we will continue to remain a strong music scene. So that's, you know, the important things are eternal. And that's what keeps our scene going. That's what keeps our scene positive, and that's what keeps smiles on the faces of musicians and, more importantly, fans alike.
I would throw a third thing on there too, is you need the sports teams to suck too. That really that helps tremendously.
It doesn't hurt. Good point, Utah. Good point, you know.
Well, the last year has certainly, we should have a very dynamic
yes,
music
it should be
scene.
Bursting right at the seams.
We're visiting with Chip Dominick here tonight, of course, from Chip and the Charge Ups, but he's got some exciting news coming up in the month of March, and we're going to dive into that head first in just a moment. I'm going to tease this for just a moment, if you will, Chip, because we're going to get into a little bit of music here, and then we're going to talk about the Beasts of the Burg coming in March.
Yeah. But
let's do a little Paying Back the Devil, because this is one of our favorite songs of the most recent Chip and the Charge Ups legacy, and was definitely a grassy nominee for us. It was on both of our pages when we come down to our final list. Give us a little background again of Paying Back the Devil.
That was a tune that we did. Let's see. I think I originally wrote it on New Year's Day 2021 or 2022, and I had COVID. Oh. And I have a video of myself locked and isolated in my room and playing the song, and eventually morphed into Pain by the Devil. It was inspired, actually, speaking of sports, by a hockey game. There was a moment, and, you know, Penguins fans will know and dislike Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins. And he took a shot at then goaltender Tristan Jarry. And it was just, you know, kind of like an evil cheap shot. And that kind of was like, you know, it was like, we got to get revenge against this guy. So that kind of inspired Paying Back the Devil. We worked with Pittsburgh area producer Sean McDonald to kind of bring his own twist to that. And a few months later, we had a song that was kind of like distinct from the rest of our catalog, which we like to do from time to time, give people some variety and some surprises. So we're real happy with how Paying the Back the Devil turned out. And it's our most streamed song, so it's worked out well for us.
I was going to say, you broke through some national airplay from that song.
We did, and you know, thanks to you guys up at 97.7, it was in regular rotation, and I believe 10 FM radio stations in multiple states. So yeah, we had some good success with that, and you know, we're really proud of it, and we're really thankful to you guys at 97.7. You guys are usually the first or among the first to play our music, and we couldn't be more grateful to you, Bob, and you, Utah, for always giving us a chance and having an open door for our music. We appreciate that, and it means a ton.
Well, it's still in rotation today. Let's give it a listen right now tonight on the Grassroots Show. Great tune, and boy, you brought back memories with that comment, Chip. I remember I was watching that game when the snaws, I like to call them, plowed into Tristan, and I mean, just a blatant cheap shot. Oh, just that guy. He'd be a fan favorite if he was a Penguin, but he's not.
Exactly.
So we're paying back the devil, chipping the charge ups tonight on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Right out from under my eyebrows. I shake the mirror to want to be the boy next door to the girl next door. If I get my act together, it'll be something she can ignore. I'll use this rusty razor. These old khakis held up well. I'll make her a batch of cookies. And the pop best when I ring her bell. Yeah, I got a new neighbor. Cleanliness might sway her. I really need to make her mine. I want to be the boy next door to the girl. Something she can ignore. I wanna be the boy next door to the girl next door. She'll tell me to clean up nicely, and I'm the one that she adores. I'm the boy next door. Then we'll bosh. Sight. Ignore. I wanna be the boy next door to the girl next door. She'll tell me to clean up nicely, and I'm the one that she adores. I wanna be the boy next door to the girl next door. If I get my act together, it'll be something she can ignore. I wanna be the boy next door to the girl next door. It'll be just like Billy Sacks to clap. Oh, 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 for the boy next door.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This is our local music show. We're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and hard to believe this is the final Sunday in February. Well, that means you're just getting closer to reserving your campsite at Cooper's Lake Campground. We'll talk more about that coming up, though, because we are talking tonight with Chip Dominick of Chip and the Charge-Ups, and we're going to be talking about an event that he's having in the next month. And we want to thank our friends at Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, presenting this segment of our show and our continuing visit with Chip Dominick. And Chip and the Charge-Ups and the tune... I'm going to make this short because I want you to explain it, but that was a song that apparently had a different name as it evolved, but then your daughter Merlina, who's a member of Chip and the Charge-Ups, I apparently put her foot down.
Yeah, I can't say that I was the architect of coming up with that song title. Merlina made us change the name of the song to fit in with the pop punk community, but... It was originally called I Want to Be the Boy Next Door. Nolan, our drummer, and Melina, our bass player, didn't like that song. To me, it gave me Ramones vibes, but they didn't like that song title. They kind of share a very similar sense of humor, so they decided that it would be a better song title to kind of give a throwback to the quirky song titles of the first pop punk era, and name it. Melina made us change the name of the song to fit in with the pop punk community, so it became that.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm okay with long, you know, song titles. I mean, Pink Floyd, you know, several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict. You know, that set the bar pretty high.
Slim Forsyth's got some pretty good ones, too.
That, too, yeah. Why can't I get Duquesne on this sad and lonesome train? So I love it. That's great stuff. And, of course, your daughter, Melina, she's been doing a lot of her own stuff, too, in addition to chipping the charge up. She's staying very active in the scene, right?
She is, yes. She recently released her third solo record this past summer. So, you know, she just turned 23. So to have three solo records out plus everything she's done with Chip and the Charge Ups, she's kind of prolific for coming up with music. And she already has a catalog building for her next release. So she's a very active songwriter.
Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the chip tree there, so that's great to hear. Well, tell us a little bit about what you got going on in the next month, because you are putting together the return of a pretty impressive concert lineup called Beasts of the Berg, and this will be what, number three?
Yeah, this is number three. And you know, the basic premise of Beasts of the Berg is four of Pittsburgh's top hard-hitting, headline caliber bands on one stage for one special night only. So it's really fun to curate this, and we, just like the previous 2 years, we have four really cool acts that I think will fit really well together and create an entertaining experience for the fans from start to finish.
So when are you pulling this off?
This will be Saturday, March 22nd at Mr. Small's Theater.
Sounds like a great, great night. Mark your calendar, kids. March 22nd, Mr. Small's Theater. Now, you actually, you kind of put it out to bands to get in touch with you as you were putting this together. You kind of wanted people that had some interest in being a part of it to kind of, I don't know, maybe put their resume up toward you or just express interest?
Yeah. Like, what's interesting with the first ones, the first two Beasts of the Berg, I had bands in mind, but for the first one, people were, when I started mentioning that I was putting this together, a lot of people were saying, "Hey, you should get Johnny and the Razorblades. You should get Johnny and the Razorblades. You should get Johnny and the Razorblades." So I checked them out and I said, "You know what? I've never heard of this band. But that's great. That, you know, that's new blood, fresh blood. Maybe some people who come to see Chip and the Charge Ups have never heard of them, but would enjoy them." So I brought them on, and a very similar thing happened in the second year with Dream the Heavy. So I decided to do a little more formal process this year, and see what bands would be interested, and also, you know, keep my ear to who the fans would want to hear, and that played a role in who we selected for our partners this year.
So how do you, when you have that and you settle on that final lineup, what goes into figuring where you want to place everybody, and how does that work for you? I'm always fascinated with that, because, you know, I follow what Utah does for our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and to me that's just a monumental hill to have to climb to try to get a flow, a vibe, and mixing things up. How do you come to that determination?
Yeah, and God bless Utah for what you guys do at the Band Jam, because he deals with a lot more acts than Beast of the Berg does. And what is that? That's spread over 2 or 3 days, I believe, that you do Band Jam, right?
Yes, it's coming 3 days now.
Yeah, 3-day event. Yeah.
Okay, so I admire that. I mean, my job with doing just four bands is infinitely easier. So, you know, kudos to Utah for taking not only, you know, 1 day, but 3 days of curating that lineup. As far as what I try to do is, you know, just the flow is everything. the flow is everything for four bands, and it's kind of like, you know, you only have four bands. You got to get it right. And what I try to do is I try to get bands that would all appeal to the same fan group, but are different enough to give each fan group something special and to kind of cross-pollinate subgroups of those fan groups. So, you know, each band can kind of bring their own crowd, but appeal to the crowds of others. You know, if you think of a Venn diagram with four circles on, like, where are we going to hit that center point where that mass of people will like all four bands and the new people will like bands that they've never seen before. So that's what I try to do. And, you know, I try to set up the right flow. And then in terms of the order of the bands, one thing that I use to inform that is just ticket sales. You know, you don't want your band, if there's a disparity in the tickets that are sold in each band, you don't want to have your highest selling band go on first because their crowd may not be there at the end. So that plays an important role in it too, to just try to figure out what the flow is going to be. How can we keep people in the room for all 3 hours and have them have a good time? And that's what I go for. Like last year, it was such a rewarding experience as people were walking out and I saw them and it made me happier. Not that they said, oh, your band was good. They said, wow, all four bands were great tonight. And that made me so happy because that was like a validation that the flow worked. And that's what I'm going for this year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Talking with Chip Dominick again, Beasts of the Berg 3. It is a concert celebrating the Pittsburgh music scene in the harder hitting edge. March 22nd at Mr. Small's Theater. Where can we get tickets, Chip? How do we get involved?
You can get tickets from any of the four bands that are playing. So we have Chip and the Charge Ups, we have Never Say Die, we have Griffin Handshake, and we have XDB, Xander Demos Band. So any of those four bands can hook you up with tickets, or if you want to get them from Chip and the Charge Ups, our website, which is thechargeups.com/store, we'll have tickets, and we'd be happy to take care of anyone that would like to get their tickets directly from us.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great night, some fantastic music. And again, we hope you'll get out and support the local music scene, and especially somebody that's working so hard to keep this music scene strong.
Is this all ages?
This is all ages.
Okay. There you go. Love that angle, too. So be sure to check it out. And by the way, I did want to mention, first of all, a thank you for supporting our Coach T with a great tune that you released right after our special demise of 2024-25. But I love the spirit the support. That was a great tune.
Absolutely. You know, I know there were a lot of unhappy faces after that loss, so I was just hoping that, you know, maybe we could relax, get a chuckle out of things, and, you know, kind of keep our sports in perspective and enjoy it for what it is, which is entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations as well, because I know going back in time, you did pick the eventual Super Bowl winner. The score was a little off and they didn't play the Bills, but still you did pick the winner.
Well, you know, I guess it's better being half right than not right at all, maybe.
Yeah, very true. Chip, thanks to what you do for the local community, local music community, and especially to your focuses on that and your discussions that you love to have with people, because I think it's inspiring to keep that thought process moving forward, and I think it ends up in a lot of positives as well for all of us. But and the music that you guys create with Chip and the Charge Ups, keep doing a great job. But we always enjoy having a visit with you here on the Grassroots Show. So let's spin.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. And thank you guys for everything that you do. I don't know what your episode count is now. It's probably up over 600 now.
This is 658.
That is amazing. I mean, to survive that long and to keep the passion that you have, that's really a testament to, you know, to how much you guys love and support music. You know, I talk a lot about how going from 2005 to 2012, how things started to change around that 2010-2012 era. And you guys were a big part of that. You know, you guys brought a lot of the change that we saw in the positive direction from that point. And if you look at when things changed around here and got really, really good, it's right around the time that the Grassroots Show came on board. So I think you guys definitely had a lot of influence in that. And I thank you for what you've done for not only my band, but also the music scene, because it absolutely has mattered and made a difference. So thank you guys.
Well, we appreciate the comments, and we're just honored to be able to share some of this music and have the platform to do it. And I think, you know, the cool part is we actually have more shows than we've witnessed band breakups now. So that's encouraging, too. So, hey, let's dig out a couple of tunes. Talk to us about Ultra Legendary from Chipping the Charge Ups.
Yeah, Ultra Legendary. This was a song that actually may have predated Chipping the Charge Ups. I remember, like, it for whatever reason, it wasn't really fitting on our first couple of what we were doing with our first couple of albums. But as we got to embrace our edgier side, heavier side, more emo influenced side, it started to fit in. So that enabled Ultra Legendary to eventually come out, and you know, we're thrilled with the direction that it's taken.
And then talk to us about Sideways Middle Finger. We're going to wrap up the Chip and the Charge Up track.
Yeah, Sideways Middle Finger. It's just one of those songs where, despite its, you know, almost poppy type of vibe and energy, it's about those situations where a single straight up middle finger just isn't enough to deal with, you know, what you're facing from someone who's not being the nicest person to you.
Gotcha. Great stuff. Chip, thanks again, my friend, for joining us here tonight on the Grassroots Show.
As always, thanks for having me, you guys, and all the best in for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of more episodes.
March 22nd, Beasts of the Burg. Get out and support it. Mr. Small's Theater, you want to be a part of it. Chip Dominick, Chip of the Charge Ups tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Tonight is our night. We'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra legendary fight. Someone's right. We'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra legendary. Watch the sun go down, we crack our knuckles loud. We wear our warped and proud, no one can stop us. We will not be denied, releasing what's inside. The meek will run and hide, no one can stop us. Take a look into these steel eyes, they reflect the ultimate prize. Let me say all words to the wise, stay out of our way. Tonight is our night, we'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra legendary fight. For what's right, we'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra legendary. Can't stop us. We're a wolf pack. We are a tribe. All for one. We would lay down our lives. Let me scream the word to the wise. Stay out of our way. Tonight is our night. We'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra legendary fight. For what's right. We'll make it tight. We'll make this night ultra.
ultra legendary. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Someone finds a way to make me lose my mind. Whoa. Then as if on cue, I encounter you. You make me lose my mind. Whoa. Straight up, not enough. A quarter turn, twice over. Couldn't take a hint. You're gonna see it this time. Whoa. Let me make this clear. You're not welcome here. You're gonna see it this time.
Rosa's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rosa's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, going to be a busy weekend coming up for our friends at 2B's Acoustic. They're going to start at the Vine at Generosta, Warrendale Village Drive in Warrendale, from 6:30 to 9:30, Friday, February 28th. Saturday, March 1st, they will be at Dough Daddy Brewery and Tap Room from 7 to 10. That's Gibsonia Road, Gibsonia. Then they'll head to Somerset, Pennsylvania, Pompey Distillery, Sunday, March 2nd, for an afternoon get-together, 1 to 4. That's Stoystown Road in Somerset. Don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour. It's High Gear in August. This is the event of the summer, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Tickets are on sale now, thebandjam.com. Just go ahead and get them out of the road, because you're going to want to be there. If anybody wants to camp, that reservation scenario begins March 10th through Cooper's Lake. But Band Jam tickets now on sale, thebandjam.com. All the information you need to go to the Band Jam and join in and have some fun. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, February 28th, head to the River Forest Country Club, The Grill, for a happy hour. Talk about fun. At 6 o'clock, live music from Acoustic Tricks. Drink and food specials, and that is open to the public, my friends. And on Saturday, March 1st, the 11th Frame Rock Done Right Tour local live music series continues. The 11th Frame at Family Bowlaway on Fairground Hill Road off Hanson Avenue in Butler, featuring 7 Mile Detour. That's a 9 o'clock showtime with Miller Lite specials and no cover. Crack one open.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our final segment of the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, our local music show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob in Utah with you here tonight. Great visit with Chip Dominick, Beasts of the Berg. Hope you'll check it out March 22nd. And, of course, you can follow along, Chip and the Charge-Ups and the great music that they put out. Love that Paying Back the Devil tune, man. That really was fun to see that song grab as much steam as it did, being played everywhere when they first released that. You know, even the big station in Pittsburgh was spinning it.
Yeah, so. And that's a song I've gotten feedback from, too. People are like, oh, I love that song you play on the radio station.
Yeah, good stuff. So Get out and support the Beasts of the Berg on March 22nd at Mr. Small's. Great little venue to check out and support some local music.
You know, I have tried to get them on the show, and my messages go unanswered. So if anybody knows how to get a hold of anybody at Mr. Small's, we'd love to have them on the show.
Yeah,
so I've sent multiple messages over the years. I don't know.
Well, we'd love to talk with you.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, and we would also love to talk with any sponsors out there that would like to become a part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival as we put that together this year. If you know somebody that you think would benefit by the exposure that we give, which is a lot throughout the year, each and every Sunday night, during the week, we talk about the Band Jam. We're going to be talking about the sponsors.
Yeah.
And, of course, the week of it, a lot of hype. March 21st, 22nd, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Yeah. Beasts of the Berg is March 22nd. Go a few months down the road to August 21st through the 23rd, and you can get to Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets are on sale now. Camping reservations go up on March 10th.
Yep, and those sponsors you talk about are Cummings Candy and Coffee, Build the Scene, Radio Music from the 412, and Scarfire Media. So get your name in there.
Yeah. This could be you. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
So, and of course, we love to thank our friends at the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Chad Geibel and his staff, generations of service to the Butler community with dedication and sincerity. Thanks to Chad Geibel being a part of our grassroots show sponsorship, along with Bill Damiano and Build the Scene. And our most recent sponsors, welcoming in Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. We appreciate their support of celebrating local music. That's what we love to do here each and every Sunday night. And, of course, some of these tunes make their way into regular rotation on a couple of our stations around here. And this has been branching out, too. We have some other St. Barnabas radio stations that have bought into playing some of that local music. So it's spreading like wildfire, and that's the fact that we've got some great artistry happening here in the tri-state area, and we love to share it, and we love to be able to share it. So thank you for musicians out there creating the music, like the Bail Jumpers, who put out some new material. I think this is going to be another strong year in Utah, 2025 already. They got a great tune called My 57, and this is already in regular rotation. So listeners out there, keep your ear to the radio, because we'll be asking you to vote for the Grassy before you know it.
Yeah, this song hit us both, man. This thing jams. Nice job to the Bail Jumpers on this one. And let's go back and revisit King of the Underground from Bradley Scott Malone, very recently released.
Yeah, he just was on our show as well, and a fantastic musician and great stuff and a great story being told as well. And that's what we love to do, share the stories that are being told. If you've got local music, get it to us. We'd love to include you on our show. And please take advantage of the concert calendar as well. Send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Local music on display every Sunday night right here via the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. We'll talk to you again next Sunday night at 7.
I used to have a home up around the bend. Till the cold man came, closed the gates again. Coltrane used to run just about twice a day. Fill my open arms with that honest man's pain. Well, I followed Granddad when I was nine. By the time of 16, I was down in that mine. Then Daddy took ill, could no longer breathe the wind. So it was up to me, he's gonna live. I became the king, the king. Oh, the king, king of the underground. Well, it closed right down that old Blacksville mine. Some men took to running pills, now they're doing time. Oh, but as for me, I took that crooked river sign. I spent my day turning to mash and shine. 'Cause I became the king, the king.
in a black and far-off corner of my mind. There's a box of something I can't quite define. It houses circus freaks, temptation, and the Fayette County Fair. And it reeks of love gone sour, suspicion, and big hair. Do you know?
Alexa?
Accessing.
Good. Just ask Alexa to play The Rock Station 97.7 on TuneIn.
Alexa.
Yes.
Turn on my favorite radio station.
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you.
Why do you listen to The Rock Station?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just because you're different somehow.
When you hear us play different rock and not the same old stuff, you get excited, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Your Rock Station.
It's only